Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already May 15th, 2018. We're smack dab in the middle of the month. It's so cool. It's just going by, and today's show is probably going to be one of those shows where you think, what are you talking about understanding? And there's one thing that can stop any argument, that can create an opening to do anything you really believe you can do. It's the one bridge that if you understand understanding, you can get yourself to do anything you want to do in your life. I thought yesterday's show was subtle about receiving and giving, but if you can't receive, what kind of giver are you? But bigger yet was if you can't receive, it affects every single decision you make in your life. And the other one, the counterpart to that, is understanding. That once we understand something, we've solved it in our minds. We can create a plan from it because we know what we're doing and we know why we're doing it. Seeing Christ, one of the hardest things for me to do was to understand. Well, why me? What was I supposed to do? Who are the people? How am I going to reach them? I didn't know where I was going. But when I understood the message, when I understood my job in it all, I was able to do it differently, am able to do it differently. Everything that sounds like a big fear, let's say you're upset at someone, let's say your partner's home late and didn't call, or let's say you get late to work and you didn't call, or you didn't communicate with someone, and then once you do, and they understand why, they're like, oh, wow, why didn't you tell me that sooner? Oh, wow, thank you for letting me know. There's all these reasons now to understand something, and then it's just over. Poof, it's done. But there's another part to understanding, and that's the insightful part. We all have that insight where we say, hey, you know what? That can't be right. That end result, there's something happened. Someone did something along the way that skewed this outcome, that didn't allow this to fall into place. And sometimes we question the news. Sometimes we question each other because we know when we're not hearing something that's true. And I remember my kids when they were little, and they would come to me to complain because one of them hit the other one. But I knew that the one who hit at the end may not have been the one who started the trouble. So the first thing I would do is listen to the one that got hit, because now they're justified and they come and they show me they've been hit and they're crying or whatever it was that they did. And all I'd say was, what happened before that? And then they'd tell me, what happened before that? And then they'd tell me. And then before I knew it, most of the time, the one who came complaining was the one who started it. Now, was it okay to get hit? No. So that had to be addressed. But the one who started it had to tell on themselves, and the way they ended up telling on themselves was by me asking, what happened before that, what happened before that, what happened before that? We started calling it family court. And I pull out a wooden spoon and I'd hit the counter and then boom, start talking. And the rule was the one that came to me had to do the talking first. Because I understood that nothing is as it seems, nor as it is seen. But I also knew that the person would end up telling on themselves. Imagine if we didn't have lawyers and we couldn't plead the fifth and we had all these ways to get around admitting what we've done or didn't do or trying to prove it. But until we understand what happened, the trial is not over. If you want to make something, they have a recipe. You do this, then you do that. But before you see the recipe, you think, God, that's really hard to make. That looks really good. I don't know if I could ever do that. But once you understand how it works, you could do it. And so today, I just wanted to shine the light on finding out, pushing yourself, asking yourself questions about what you are doing, so that you can do it. And it is really that simple. We have learned very well how to put off new things, things that we don't understand yet. We put off conversations that we're scared to have. We put off promotions because we think we can't do the job at times. We don't have certain conversations with our kids because we don't think they'll understand. But our own personal capacity only grow when we allow ourselves to learn what we don't know. And as basic as that sounds, and as simple as that sounds, the older people get, the less they think they need to learn and keep growing. Once kids get out of school, I remember my son saying, I don't ever want to read again. And I looked at him and I go, there's no way you're never going to read again, because he's autistic. He's going to be literal about it. And I said, you just got tired of reading things that didn't interest you very much. But if you read things you like, that's not reading in the same way. But until I said that, he was already on one trail and wasn't going to deviate, because he thought of it only in one, stretching your mind, increasing your capacity. The more you learn, the more you can learn, the more you do learn. It strengthens the bonds you have with the people around you, because you do and you will look like you know what you're doing, because you'll know what you're doing. If you walk into a kitchen and the cook is rummaging through the house and doesn't know what to make, and you're invited over for dinner and she's going to whip something up while you're standing there. Or you walk into a house, you can smell the food in the oven, the table is set, appetizers are on the counter. Which house would you rather be in? Now I want you to think of your head that way. You wait until you're really hungry and now you're scrummaging around for anything to eat? Or do you prepare? Do you buy the ingredients? Do you look up new recipes? Set the table. Every single thing we do, every single thing we're meant to do, involves a process. And when we try to skip the process, we've skipped the lesson and we're just going to stay in this circular motion for a very long time until we figure that out. Learning, just learning, telling your brain, I want to understand this situation. Your defenses come down. That fight or flight feeling goes away. Reasoning with others allows us to see them. And it's not an easy thing to do because it's one of the easiest things to overlook. It happens all the time. You meet somebody, you claim a judgment that only you have, and then you try to live into that judgment of that person, and then one day you meet them. They talk to you and they end up being actually pretty nice people. But because you didn't understand that sooner, you felt free rein to cut them up, make them feel like whatever it was you judged them with, ignore them, not talk to them, pretend that you're better or that they're better. But the minute you start speaking, understanding starts happening. When you don't know who people are, until you understand them, you don't care. If we bomb a country, if there's a protest in a country, if there's a wall being built because some people are undesirable, instead of understanding, well, wait a minute. Why are these people coming? But if we don't explore and we don't look for reasons and we don't feel that other people deserve understanding, and in many ways, neither do we. That's when walls get put up. That's when arguments stay arguments. That's when disagreements don't get solved. That nurturing part of us, and we all have it to some extent, can come through understanding. If somebody cannot understand something, cannot figure out that there's a process, cannot figure out that there's steps, then you start to see why can help them learn that. And it's not an easy thing to learn if you don't have the natural mechanism for it. Back in the day when we were kids, not even me, generations before me, kids weren't allowed to talk back to their parents or ask questions. Whatever their parents said, they had to do. And they didn't understand their parents because no one talked to them. But worse yet, the parents didn't understand the children. They raised them, they sent them to school, they got them an education or made sure they made it through high school because at that time college wasn't as poignant as today. But the kids left as soon as they could leave. Because we had an authoritarian type of model that we thought worked best to raise our children with. Because of that lack of understanding, once the kids left, they really didn't see their parents very much. And when you talk about your parents, there were always war stories. My parents did this to me. My parents did that to me. We had an entire generation of people who talked about dysfunctional families. Huge generation of people who talked about that. The bigger thing in all of it, that lack of understanding, kept families apart. If you're child got in trouble, they got punished, nobody wanted to hear a word. What you did said everything. But if they were to dig a little further, you may find out that you were just hanging around with the wrong kids for the first time, and maybe that could have been corrected instead of you fighting to stay with those kids to prove you didn't do something so bad or whatever it is where it starts to accelerate and get worse and worse and worse and worse. Understanding, talking, it's communicating but to a different level, because we can communicate and just say yes or no. But if you talk to a young child and they're doing silly things and you think, oh, they're so silly, they're little kids. But when they talk to you and they start telling you why they're doing what they're doing, you'll not believe how much they understand, how well their brains work. And if you were to really hear them, you would push them differently to see how much more they know, how much more you could teach them. And the minute you found out you could, they get to learn more from you. All because you just understood one simple thing, and that was, oh my gosh, if he or she could do this, imagine what else they can understand. Now, it doesn't mean we push kids and we give them, you know, 2 hours of homework in second grade, and even though in the school laws it says one or half an hour for a second grader, an hour for a third, I can't remember what the rules were. Doesn't mean we overteach. Doesn't mean we fill them with stuff that, you know, they're trying to do and get done and stress and all of that. But when we can understand that we have the capacity to learn, we can learn anything. Even at 60, even at 70, even at a lot of 60-year-olds had to acclimate to computers. All of us who didn't have computers growing up all had to learn it. And I can't tell you how many people say, I don't know anything about technology. They got away with it for a while. But then there's things that you can only get and do online now. A lot of stores that shut down because they understood that people weren't going to drive to them anymore. And if they opened up a website because they understood the world market turned global for their product, they could have stayed in business. Instead of saying technology took us over, they'd be saying, wow, you know, technology changed the nature of my business. I used to have a brick-and-mortar store. People used to walk in. My business was a fraction of what it is now because now anyone can find me. My storefront is worldwide. And understanding. That scope of knowledge, that scope of letting your mind take in new information allows everything to grow in the direction you really want it to grow in your life. And then one day you go, wow, everything is where I'd love it to be. Everything feels right. What happened? And the one thing that's behind understanding is patience. You have to find that level of patience that gives you this interesting outlook to say there's more to this than meets the eye. What is it? And because we feel that we're rushing all the time or that we don't have time to address things, just because we feel that, it affects our level of understanding. It affects how we look at what we're doing and just say, this doesn't matter, I'll pay attention tomorrow. It does matter. Everything you do today the chances of you doing it tomorrow are pretty high. Tomorrow isn't going to offer you any opportunity today is not offering you. And when you understand that, you know that now, today, in this moment, is an opportunity. And when you look at it as an opportunity, I know I had that for a while. I got into this phase of life. I don't know if it was mommy life or what, but I did not get out of my sweats for years. When I first started writing, it was like too much out of my way to change my clothes and do whatever it was because I had so much to do. I had 6 kids. I was writing the books. I had an ill husband. And my days melted into each other. And I wore sweats all the time. I couldn't even imagine putting jeans on, which felt like an upgrade. Then I got a little awakening one day that the way I dressed, how was I going to do book signings? How was I going to speak? It was such a leap to get to that point. And I had a friend literally drop off behind my door all her dresses. We were the same size that she'd gotten tired of. And said, you need to wear these when you go out. And I did. And I felt different. And I understood that people received me differently. People said, oh, wow, she's an author. It was the same person that was in my sweats. But when you dress in your sweats, you are saying, I'm invisible. You don't have to see me. Don't see me. Don't look at me. I'm just slithering through life. And I wanted to before. But once I got my energy back and I understood that it made a difference, not only to me in my life, but to the people around me, for me to just take a little bit more time and take care of myself, that taking care of myself took care of other things. With every understanding grows an awareness, and with every awareness grows a patience to greater understanding, to greater learning. But the greater learning comes when we are patient enough in the day-to-day stuff to know what's going on around us, because it gives us a sense of security, and it also gives us a sense that we can do more, and then we can do more, and then we can do more, and we can walk up the stairs. And a lot of us are on that first step, and we live there. And it's easy to do. You can get away with life on that first step forever. You may not be as happy. You may be in that complaining stage. Nobody's ever around. I don't know anybody. I'm lonely. I don't do this. I don't do that. And I say, wow, well, there's a lot you can do. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, okay. That's why you're lonely. And if you can't hear me and you can't understand even someone else's point of view, that answers your question. When I used to hear people say that, I used to feel sorry for them and fix their world. Now I'm like, hey, man, think about what you just said. It's not my job to fix you. It's not my job to provide your friends. It's not my job to fix your relationships that you put yourself into. I can help you if you can hear me, but if you can't hear me, you will not understand the help you're asking for. And I don't have time to spin my wheels. I've spun them with many people, and all the people I've spun my wheels with have taught me not to spin my wheels. Now I ask, are you willing to do this or that? Because if you are, then you can change that. Not I can change that. Not I can fix that. You can fix it. You can change it. It's your life. Because I understood that doing things for people does not help them. Helping them help themselves helps them. And it took me a while because I have mom brain. But once I understood I had mom brain, I stopped doing that. Learning to understand. Ask yourself, well, why does this situation keep showing up in my life and not in somebody else's? Why do I draw this, these people, these types of things? Why? When you ask yourself and you can answer that question, you have already gotten to the point where you outgrew that behavior. Whatever it is. If you want to start something, like I'm doing now, it's not that I'm starting, I've already done the work, but now I have to look at where to put that work. And I understood I can't do this alone. I understood I didn't have all the knowledge. So I call people who do. And we talk about it, and my brain bounces all over the place. Oh, my gosh. And then we go to the next step, and then we go to the next step. There's a process. There's a method. There's a model, a business model, or a model for an author to get what they're talking about to the public, or a model to create something and sell it in a store. Or a model to bake certain kinds of foods or make certain kinds of foods. There's a way to do everything. And the only way to get there is through understanding why, so you have the motivation to go forward. It's such a subtle topic. But even with kids, when they understand that if they come home and do their homework first, they can enjoy the rest of the night instead of the whole night going by saying, oh, as soon as I do this, and oh, I just want to do that, and oh, you're just dying for your time, and then you know you still have to do your homework, and then when you start it too late, and you're already sleepy, and you fall asleep on top of it. And then the next day, the story is, I had so much homework, I fell asleep on top of it. But really, you started it when you were already sleepy. So it sounds great, but you know inside your heart that it took you a while to get started. But that first step, once you know you can enjoy the rest of your night, the earlier you start it, the sooner you'll get it done. And I know that sounds funny, but it's because you're more awake and you don't get overwhelmed. It changes your entire perception of how you go to school. And how you study, what school even means. Everybody has a way, every single one of us, of walking through that little eye of the needle and getting to the other side. And that little hole that we have to go through is what I would call the understanding part. It's an amazing thing to think about for today, that's for sure. You guys, have a great day. Tomorrow's Relationship Wednesday. We do have Dream Theme Thursday. Send in your dreams. I know last week we had some, but I didn't get any yet this week. So I'll have to start pumping my family members for dreams. I'm kidding. Go ahead and send them in. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily.